There was no way that Midder could keep the other captives totally quiet. Most of them were chattering away, all agog with what might lie behind the crack at the rear of the cave wall. One or two even ventured to the entrance of the rift, trying to peer in and maybe catch a glimpse of Tura. Midder drew the smallest babes close to her. She hummed tunes softly, rocking back and forth, hoping they would drop off. Jiddle and Jinty began calling into the rocky fissure in what they imagined were furtive undertones.
Tura, can you hear us? What's it like in there?
Aye, can you tell us? Have you found a way out?
A harsh, vermin voice made them jump with fright.
What's going on in here? What's all the shouting about?
The fat stoat guard who had wakened eyed them blearily. Jiddle and Jinty approached him, trying to look innocent.
We were only playing, sir.
Aye, because we couldn't sleep, sir.
The stoat glared at them. He was not in a good mood.
Oh, playing were you because you couldn't sleep? Well, I can sleep, see? I'm bone tired and it was your playing what woke me up. Now, any more noise out of yous two and we'll play a little game called Beat the Hogs.
He waved his spear haft at the young witherspike hedgehogs.
So, just wake me again, you spiky brats. Just one peep out of any of yous, and I'll bring ye out in blood blisters.
Midder watched the stoat lumbering off. She was about to give a sigh of relief when he turned, looking around suspiciously.
Was it so dark in here? Where's the other lantern? There should be two of them in here.
Midder tried to keep the panic out of her voice. She babbled nervously, knowing that Tura had taken the other lantern with her.
It's always dark in here, sir. I always thought we had only the one lantern. Ain't that right, Tigler?
No, we got two lanterns. Tua Squiggle got one.
Midder groaned inwardly, until Tura startled the fat stoat by looming up out of the darkness with the extinguished lantern in her paw.
The little un's right, sir. We have got two lanterns. Here's the other one, but it's gone out.
The vermin guard grabbed it roughly from the squirrel maid.
Gone out, eh? Wait there.
He stumped off, returning a moment later with a lighted lantern, which he passed to Midder.
Here's a new one. You're in charge of it. Don't let these little brats play with it and it'll stay lit. Understand?
There was genuine relief in the shrew maid's voice.
I say, I'll look after it. Thank you, sir.
The stoat stared sourly at her.
Never mind, thank you, sir. You just keep this lot quiet and let me get a bit of sleep. Or else.
He went off back to the guard post, where within a short time his slobbering snores were audible. Tura sat down next to Midder. They began conversing in hushed whispers.
You just made it back in time, Tura. Well, what did you find in there?